This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
This will be the first statewide Dear John.
Yeah, a little introduction to everyone that's listening in here that has not heard the Dear John segment yet.
So the way it works, we collect your questions. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. And John answers the questions. This is the man, the pillar of integrity.
Yes.
He's going to steer you straight. Firm handshake and all of it.
Why are you laughing so much when he says that?
I wasn't laughing hard, but I was giggling a little. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Very anyway, honest answers.
Yes, let's start with, am I being selfish? Dear John, yes. My wife is 30 and I'm 33. We have 2 kids, a 5-year-old and a 5-month-old. I've always been an auto enthusiast, and about 7 years ago, I purchased a weekend car for myself, a 2010 Corvette ZR1. As life gets busier, I drive it less and less. Sometimes I feel guilty and selfish because, realistically, I'm the only one that can enjoy it. The kids are too small to ride in it. My wife isn't really interested. My dad had a sports car growing up, and we made many great memories cruising around and whatnot. My car reminds me of those good times and also represents all of the hard work I did to earn it. We're not struggling financially, but we could certainly find another good use for the money if we were to sell it. Am I being selfish and or financially irresponsible?
No, if it's something that you already own. And I've had a couple of classics that I wish I still had. I had a 68 Bronco. I had a 77 Bronco. The 68 was all original. And I do remember taking the kids, albeit didn't have the safety features of any other car that you have now. And it, like the memories that you're going to make, those memories that he had with his dad, you will have those memories. Your 5-year-old are starting to remember those opportunities to go. And it's just, it's something that no other kid gets to do probably in their class. Maybe the other people have a classic car, but not one like that. This is dad's. And if, especially if you like to tinker and you get a chance to, you know, improve the engine, you're working on it, all of those things you could teach your kids a little bit about what it means to take care of a car, and especially a classic like that. You're not being selfish, no. Now, if you get to a point where, hey, we got a bill coming up, there's absolutely no way to pay for it unless I sell the car. I understand like that. Those are one of the things that you do as a parent, not just as a dad. But if you're making ends meet, hold on to it.
Yeah, I do think it's different than, oh, I'm going to buy it right now, right? Something
right.
That my kids can't use, my wife's not into, I'm going to spend all this money. This is something you bought prior to having children. And if you are in a financially good place, I don't think it's selfish to keep it. No.
And I'm sure because it puts a smile on your face,
Yeah. Your
wife is going to support it as well. She wants you to be happy.
Yeah, you're allowed to be happy. It sounds like they're doing great financially. I mean, this is not a cheap car and no one's asking you to give it up.
No.
So enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. He says we'd find another good use for the money. What's the alternative? What would they use the money
college.
For instead?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things for your kids that you could use it for
sure.
your family.
Or they could get
family.
A job at that time.
Well, the kid's 5 and 5
well, yeah,
months.
I know,
if
but
he's
you
making
can
enough money,
it.
If he's making enough money to buy a ZR1, I think he'll
private school, daycare. Okay. I don't know. Right. Yeah. There's a lot of things you can use money towards when you have kids. So
yes. Yeah.
Next question: bathroom etiquette, John. Hmm. It has nothing to do with taking your shirt off,
which is awesome.
This guy signed his name, so
very free.
This is from Bill. He says, "Dear John, I love this segment. I have a question about public bathroom etiquette, which arose the other day.
Oh, okay.
I was in a crowded coffee shop where there was a single bathroom with a lock on the door. After drinking my coffee, as with many people, I had to use the bathroom. The door was locked, so I waited and waited and waited and waited. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then 15 minutes. The line was forming behind me, and I was reaching critical mass. Got to the point where the others behind me, many women, were doing cross-legged hop things, asking what's going on. I began twisting the doorknob aggressively.
The pee-pee dance.
Yeah. And I got no response, so I banged on the door. The person inside, a man, shouted angrily, "I'm in here," which, of course, we already knew. I told him, "Hey, you need to, you know what, or get off the pot." A few seconds later, he stormed out and passed all of us. My question is, was I out of line? What are the boundaries for monopolizing public bathrooms, especially for men? I realize that women may need a little extra time depending on what they're tending to, but to me, the situation should be 3 to 5 minutes max. What do you think? Again, love the show.
Heather, does anything you're tending to take a long time?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Tending to. I mean, do I have a child? Am I changing? Do I have my baby in there? Am I changing his diaper? Like, I get that, but.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure that's what he was referring to.
No, he's not, but no, nothing should take that long.
Okay. So the way I handle it is I jiggle the handle a little bit just so they know that somebody is waiting. You can give a knock.
Yeah, a little knock.
And then, you know, after, you know, 5 minutes, you might, you know, do it again, maybe a little bit more aggressively. 15 minutes is ridiculous. Now, you have no idea what this person is suffering from. There may be an actual health issue and he's trying to get things going and then all of a sudden it strikes again. I've been in that position, but at some point you got to respect everyone else and, you know, clean up, get out, and make a run to wherever home is or wherever that next bathroom might be.
Because this is a single bathroom.
Yeah.
In a coffee shop. You got to be aware of that. Hey, are there 4 or 5 stalls? Or is this the only bathroom? And after the courtesy jiggle or knock, you got to get going.
Yeah, you shake it more than once.
I mean, what's he doing in there? Playing on his phone? Like, get out of the bathroom.
I don't want to use that bathroom after I've been waiting 15 minutes for something to come out of it.
You might not have the option.
Please, I'd be at another store or another restaurant. I do not want to use that.
Honestly, I'm probably not waiting that long, even though I might be reaching critical mass. There's other stores you could go in.
I mean, I think the rule is you try to do your business and get out. But like you said, sometimes that doesn't always happen as quickly as you'd like. So, I mean, you
got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, exactly.
What does somebody like Stoney do in this situation? Because he can't hold it.
You go somewhere else.
He'd have to waddle next door to like the McDonald's or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We're back in the alley.
Next question. 12-year standing bet with my now deceased father. Dear John, this is more of a topic to get everyone's opinion on, but 12 years ago, my father, who has since passed, made a bet for a dinner at Lafayette Coney Island. The genesis was after the 2013 NHL trade deadline, I was livid the Wings didn't trade for Yermar Yager and the Bruins had traded for him. I proclaimed the Pistons would win a championship before the Red Wings. I bet the Pistons. My dad took the Wings. 13 years later, neither of us has won. My question is, who ends up winning the bet? Matthew.
Well, who ends up winning the bet? Whoever wins.
Well, he's asking you who wins first, the Pistons or the Red Wings.
Oh. I think the Pistons are on an expedited path to one repeat of going to the postseason. We don't even know if the Wings are going to make the postseason. They still have to go through March. And so I think if you took the Pistons,
he did.
You are sitting in a good spot. There's no guarantees.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the obvious answer. I mean, we could go around the room, but the Pistons are further along. They have a bona fide star. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to
really
make some
good
noise, home court, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
All right, last one.
All right, tempering expectations. Dear John, my 10-year-old daughter is a huge fan of the movie Wicked Part 1 and is incredibly excited to see the new Part 2, Wicked for Good. But the reviews aren't great and I'm worried that she's going to be really disappointed. Should I try to temper her expectations or just let her experience things for herself? And can we stop splitting one movie into two parts? It seems like every studio is just needlessly milking one story by breaking it up. Kill Bill, Harry Potter, and the Deadly Hallows, Twilight, Breaking Dawn, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Okay. So the movie companies are going to do whatever the hell they want to make as much money as possible. No, don't temper your daughter's expectations. Let her go and experience it. I mean, I'm sorry, disappointment is a part of life, and let her be the judge. She may actually like it. She may go come out of that watching that movie and be like, Dad, that was the greatest movie. That's a great sequel. Like, she's not old enough to understand that sequels sometimes aren't as good as, they may finish the story, but they may not be as good. Let her figure that out. Don't spoil it for her.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever try to temper your children's expectations. Like,
no.
If they're excited for something, get on board with them. Let her be excited. Like, even if you don't like it, just how fun.
Well, and the things you might not like, yeah, is it's through the lens of a 10-year-old girl. She might eat this thing up.
I've heard good things about it. I have heard bad things about the second one, but people I've talked to did like it. So
I saw it. It's not bad, but I think the phenomenon he's describing is the end of the first one is the climax.
Yeah.
So everything kind of goes downhill from there. So it's not going to peak, but it's still good. It's not like you're going to go and hate the movie or anything.
Yeah, and the reviews may be ones that you're looking at and you're like, okay, well, I would probably agree with this. Like, your daughter is looking at it from a completely different perspective.
Yeah, unless your daughter's Roger Ebert. Like, I think she's going to go into it with, you know, excited to watch the characters. Yeah. What's going to happen?
Right, with her friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, that's Dear John. Send him in DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.